For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is the senior captain, Claudia Verkirke, out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And first of all, Claudia, congratulations on a huge 3-2 win over the number 2 Buckeyes. First, how does it feel to have played probably the best game so far this season?
It's incredible. It's a huge testament to how hard we've worked this entire season, and it was really awesome just to see it play out on senior night to celebrate our 5th years, and I'm just so proud of everybody.
Well, Kerrigan Dowie comes up with 51 saves on the night. How incredible was her performance?
Absolutely unbelievable. She got the hard hat tonight. Yeah, she really held us in that game, especially that first period, because they had 24 shots on net, and it could have been a different game if, you know, she wasn't, you know, playing as stellar as she was. So huge credit to her.
I don't think I've stopped smiling since you scored that goal that put your team up 2-1. Honestly, my cheeks hurt. First of all, you hadn't scored until just a couple weeks ago. You finally get your first career goal. Now you get your second, and in probably the biggest game of the season so far for you. Just walk us through how that played out.
Well, actually, Kayla Santel tipped it, so she got her first career goal.
Oh.
So technically, I got an assist. But to be honest with you, Kelly, I kind of blacked out. Like, I don't even remember what happened. I remember I skated around the net. I passed it to Paige Anderson. It kind of went off her skate back to me, and Kayla was standing right there and must have tipped it in. So, yeah.
An incredible play. Nonetheless, kudos to Kayla Santel. She's had an incredible sophomore season so far. Your sophomores are really coming into their own. And how important is that as you guys get ready for playoffs?
It's absolutely huge. I mean, we need everybody, you know, freshmen to seniors, and who's not playing as well. Like, it takes everybody, and to really see the sophomores step into their roles and just absolutely play incredible is what we need.
Those last few moments of the third period, tied up 2-2, just felt like an eternity with the review. Ohio State thought that they had scored there late. Were you guys holding your breath and going, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we were all probably more fired up about Paige scoring the empty netter. I honestly forgot that happened. But yeah, that the last, you know, 5 seconds were absolutely chaotic.
It was crazy. How important is this going into tomorrow, carrying that momentum?
Oh, it's going to be absolutely huge. I mean, Ohio State's a super talented team. They're extremely hardworking, and they're going to totally get after it tomorrow. So just taking the momentum and the confidence that we gain from tonight into tomorrow is going to be very important.
Obviously, Coach Muzzerall was trying to get that win because going into overtime wasn't going to help them at all. Coach even gave her credit and gave her props for making that move and leaving the net empty so that they could have the extra forward out there on the ice. At what point did you realize she had pulled the goalie?
Before the faceoff, Coach had yelled something, and I was just kind of shocked. But yeah, I mean, high risk, high reward. So, and I'm not a coach. She knows way more than me. So
you guys didn't get a ton of shots on net. What do you guys need to do tomorrow to get more shots on net and maybe make this a more high scoring game?
I think just attacking wide and making sure just being intentional with getting pucks to the net is going to be huge. I know we had quite a few shots that missed. So just, you know, adjusting that is going to give us, you know, a handful more shots, potentially another goal. So just micro adjustments.
Tomorrow is your day. You 4 seniors have been through a lot. You obviously scoring your first career goal just a couple weeks ago. Then you've got Grayson Myers, who's been playing on the top line at center. She's had a great season, a great career. Then you add Ellie Mosier, who's career came to an end, but she's been part of this team, mm-hmm. helping out with video and such. And then Lexi Baker, who unfortunately her season and career came to a close around Christmas. Talk about what these young women have meant to you.
They've been the absolute world. I know they've seen the ugliest parts of me and, you know, hopefully the best parts of me throughout this college journey. And I know I've changed for the better as a person. You know, when I came in here as a little 18-year-old, and now, you know, turned 22 today. And they're a huge, I attest a huge amount of my growth to them for how great of people they are and how much they push me to be my best every day.
Congratulations. Happy birthday. What Thanks. A birthday. What yeah. a birthday treat, I guess you could say. Enjoy it. And we'll see you tomorrow at the Sanford Center.
Thank you, Kelly.